Radio Prague News.
Police have interrogated the victim of a highly publicized hit-and-run accident involving the influential lobbyist Roman Janosik. Following the walkout of its senior member Carolina Peak, former junior coalition partner Public Affairs is set to elect a new leader at a party conference on Saturday, and the vast majority of Czechs are deeply unhappy with their country's political status quo, a fresh poll suggests. Police have interrogated the 51-year-old woman who became the victim of a hit-and-run accident involving the notorious Prague lobbyist Roman Janosik. According to the woman's lawyer, Wednesday's interrogation lasted roughly 1 hour. The testimony of the Vietnamese-born woman, who was treated at hospital for weeks following the accident, confirmed details of the police investigation and appeared truthful, her lawyer added. In late April, the hit-and-run accident made headlines. Days before it occurred, wiretaps of conversations between entrepreneur Roman Janosik and former Prague mayor Pavel Bem, over whom he is said to have had considerable influence, became public. Former junior coalition partner Public Affairs will be electing its new leader at a conference in Hradec-Králové on the weekend. Following the walkout of Deputy Prime Minister Carolina Peak and several other MPs, the party is making an effort to regroup and consolidate. Its current leader, Radek Jon, told press on Thursday that if a candidate with the necessary strength and the ability to unite the party can be found, he would prefer to not run for the post. He added that there are 2 to 3 candidates who he considers capable, but refused to specify who they were. Some 90% of Czechs are deeply unhappy with the current political situation in their country, according to a fresh poll released by the STEM agency. Only 1% of those polled said that they were satisfied with the country's status quo. When asked how they rate the future development of the nation, more than half of the respondents replied with "very bad," while only 8% said they believed the country would be going in the right direction. The result is the worst in 17 years, STEM agency staff said. A cold front brings thunderstorms, hail and strong winds to the Czech Republic on Friday night ahead of the feast days of the Ice Saints. The Czech Hydrometeorological Institute issued a warning for the time span between 6 p.m. on Friday and 4 a.m. on Saturday. The cold front also brings a drop in temperatures to about 15 degrees Celsius. Cooler conditions are expected to last into the next week. And now let's take a brief look at the immediate weather forecast. The next few days will see a drop in temperatures to about 15 degrees Celsius with heavy storms and hail in places. My name is Sarah Barufka, and this brings us to the end of the news.